What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. And today we are on session two of What is True? Because right now we're talking about what is true and how do you know it? That's the two most important questions you can ask in life, and you need to have an answer to it. And if you noticed, I said session two. What does that mean? That means there was a session one. All right. So I made this in order so that you can follow the story of what is true. I call it the nine C's of reality and apologetic for God's kingship. That is this story right here. I'm going to tell you why I call it that in this video. But before we do that, I would like to do this. I would like to start off by talking about why so many people read this book and get it so wrong. Okay, why so many people read this book and get it so wrong, and how we're going to go about it so that we make sure that we don't get it wrong. And the first thing I want to do is I want you to watch this video.
Quintus, sword! Give me your sword! Sword, give me a sword!
Sheathe your sword! Sheathe your sword!
Free my men. Senator Gracchus is to be reinstated. There was a dream that was Rome.
So if you don't know, shame on you. That is one of the greatest movies of all time. It is a clip from The Gladiator. If you have not seen it, I don't really know what to do with you, but you need to go watch it, okay? You need to go watch it. But I want you to notice in that scene a couple of things, okay? Number one, I want you to notice it was exciting, right? It was exhilarating. It was a great scene. And I'm going to be honest with you. I would probably watch that a couple of times, but after a couple of times, I'm not going back to that, right? Now, the movie The Gladiator, full confession, I've probably watched over 100 times. I know that's bad. Every time it's on, I just leave it. Now, not the full movie, right? It'll like be right in the middle, and I'll just pick it up and just finish the movie, right? Because I love it. It's a great movie because it's not the scenes that draw me in. It's the full story that draws me in, right? It's the full story that draws me in. Also, I want to ask you a few questions. Like, if you haven't seen that movie and you just picked it up right there, who are the characters? Right? Who are they? Why is an emperor in the gladiator games with a gladiator? Why are the people seemingly cheering for the gladiator? Why does the, I guess he would be the guards, the military guard, the man over all that, why would he not give him a sword? Right? Why is Maximus, I gave it away, why is he all bent over? Right? There's so many things that you don't understand about the scene that gives so much meaning to the scene. You know why? Because you just jumped into the story wherever you wanted to. And that's not how stories are intended to be read. You don't just jump in however you want to and wherever you want to. You can, but you're not going to get everything out of it, right? Because there's a story unfolding. And then finally, what if I just decided to just, well, I don't know those answers, so I'm just going to make them up, right? I'm going to give the characters names that I want to give them. I'm going to give it a new meaning. I'm going to do all these things that I want to do. You would go, no. And why? Because there was a director, there was an audience that, and there was a meaning to the story that he intended to communicate to the audience. Same thing's true with this, right? Same thing's true with this. There's an author and there's an intended audience, and the message must be understood through the lens of the author writing to the intended audience. This was not written to you, written for you, but not to you. And I cannot stand to hear people say, well, that's your interpretation. Oh, no, 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 no. There is one meaning, many interpretations, but one meaning. And our job is to do the hard work to understand what the author intended to convey to the people. What are three lessons that I'm trying to point to that we can learn from this? Number one, people get bored with the Bible because they do not understand the full story, right? They don't understand the story. They pick it up, they open it up, they flip around, they get scenes. It's exciting, some aren't, and eventually they get bored with it. But once you get this story and you understand how it's unfolding, it's the most exciting thing you'll ever read. It truly is. Number two, people read the Bible in a way that's not leading them to a deeper knowledge of God, right? They jump around, they missed all kinds of beautiful things and weighty information that can lead you to a deeper knowledge, right? To a deeper knowledge. And number three, people read the Bible as if it was written to them, which I just told you it was not. It was written for you, not to you. And that's my goal in this series. My goal in this series is to help you understand the full story, to know it from beginning to end, and to know where you and I are in it right now, right? We're in this story, right? We're in this story, and I want us to know where we're at. I also want us to understand when someone opens up this story and they're communicating to us, like our pastors or our Bible study group or anybody, that we know where we're at in the story. We know what came before it, and we know what comes after it, so we can understand what they're talking about better. And the way I do this is I have created a curriculum that's called the 9 C's of Reality, an apologetic for God's kingship. And the way my mind works, and I find most people do, if I can create a library and I can categorize these things, then I can create this timeline that will help me understand the Word of God better. It'll help me not get lost. It'll help me exegete it, understand the purpose and the meaning of that particular part in the text better, right? And that should be my goal. And so the 9 C's are this. You have creation, which is Genesis 1 and 2. You have corruption, which is Genesis 3. You have catastrophe, which is Genesis 4 through 9. You have confusion, which is Genesis 10 through 11. You have the called, which is Genesis 12 all the way through the book of Malachi, right? So it takes Abraham all the way to the end of the Old Testament. So because that C is so massive, what we've done is we broke that down into 3 E's. We have the elect, right, which is going to be the patriarch, which is going to be Abraham all the way to Joseph. We have the empire, right, which is going to be Joshua, the judges moving in. Joshua into the judges, into Saul, David, Solomon, right? And then eventually Solomon breaks up and we go to Israel and Judah, and eventually they go into exile to the Babylonians and the Assyrians. And so then we go into the exile. Right? And then the exile carries us into the 400 years of silence, which ultimately carries us into the Christ, the cross, the church, and consummation. Right? And so that is 9 C's to help you understand this book. Right? And so when a pastor gets up and he talks and he goes, hey, today I want you to open your Bible to 1 Kings, you can go, oh, I know where we're at. We're in the empire period. And where? Oh, King David. Okay, so Saul came before him. Solomon comes after him. Okay, I know where we're at. I know what's going on. What's happening in King David's life right now? And that's what the message is probably going to be about. So by the end of this, my goal is that you have a 30,000-foot framework of the Word of God. Right, a 30,000-foot framework. Now, there's going to be a lot of stories that we might not touch on and we might miss, and you're like, oh, I really love that story. Well, guess what? We'll cover it downstream, right, later on after we finish up the 9 C's, because we got to start at 30,000 feet before we can get down into the weeds. Because what happens, if you start in the weeds, you're going to miss up meaning, right? You're going to do bad exegesis, right? You're going to start making things say things that they ever intended to say. And that's what we have in the church today. And what we have to do is we have to make sure that we love God enough and love people enough to understand His Word, and we put the work in to be able to do that. So that is my goal for you by the time that we get to the end of this series. I hope you'll stay tuned. I hope you'll plug in. It's going to be exciting. And in the next video, we're going to start with Creation 101.